Good morning, Rav Ilsai. Just very briefly for this morning, just to come back to one of the points that we left unexplained yesterday here in the beginning of Perek Beis Pasuk Gimel. Ki im la bina tikra latfuna titen kolacha. So we saw that the Gaon says, bina, again, this is not the Gaon's original idea, this Chazal already tell us, that bina is lahav is havanas dava mitoch dava. Lahavina dava mitoch dava tzach likra also bepeh. Kihi nechlalas bechochma bedikdukeha uparteha shal hachochma ve'al yidei kriyas hachochma bepeh yigalu dikdukeha uparteha lachen al yidei kriya yavin adam mitoch dava shal hachochma v'zeo ki im labina tikra. So the Gaon says, the Metzius says that in order to be able to attain this level of understanding of bina, of lohavin dova mitoch dova, it requires that the person not be learning silently, but rather that the person be articulating aloud, audibly, that which he's learning. So what's the pshat in that? So I'm not sure if what we're about to say are sort of two complementary ideas or if they're really miksha achas, if it's really just one idea. One is that it could be that, excuse me, that learning aloud is also indicative of a person being more active in his thinking and his learning than silently. I think we all have the experience, right? Let's say sometimes you hear a shiur, and by definition, obviously, when one is listening, by definition, there's as attentively as a person's listening, as much as a person's focus, by definition, it's something which is passive, right? The person is being passive. And then when the person is now going to repeat what he heard, so maybe he'll realize something that wasn't clear to him. Maybe it's because objectively it didn't make sense. Maybe because he has not yet been yored la'omkem shel dvarim. When a person is speaking, so then the person is more active than when the person is just listening. And the level of understanding that bina requires, it requires that the person be active in gaining understanding as opposed to passively receiving understanding. I don't know this is also true on a skula deka level, on a nista deka level as a skula, but it's certainly true on a nigla deka level as well. I apologize, I don't have the knowledge to explain neurologically what the processes are, but it's certainly the case that when a person is speaking, again, for ruba de ruba of people, it's certainly the case that when a person is speaking, it forces him to engage cognitively on a more active level than when a person is just listening, right? That's why sometimes when we, again, that's why since when one learns with a chavrusa, so then it's just natural that we speak. So in addition to whatever benefit we gain from the chavrusa, we also just gain from the fact that we're in that mode, which is why sometimes when you see people learning alone, so it And it looks strange, but it isn't. It really is. It makes a lot of sense. You'll see they'll talk to themselves, but Lamaisa. So again, if it's just me, myself, and I, so what do I need to talk for? So again, the Gemara in Eivin says Chayim Heim Lamotzta Ehem is Al Tikre Lamotzta Ehem Ela Lamotzi Ehem. That again, there's a skula, alpinisto, to be motzi bepeh, to articulate, but it's alpinigla also. It's the being active pushes one to a higher level cognitively, and that's what the Gaon is saying. A person can be passive, and therefore that what that signifies is sort of a lower level of cognitive engagement. A person can be passive in understanding chokhmah, in receiving chokhmah, because that's what chokhmah is, one receives. But bina is something that for a person needs to be more engaged, and hence that's the pshat in the pasuk, ki im labina tikra. We mentioned yesterday that you see from the Gaon that the Havanas Dova Mitoch Dova is not merely based on rules of logic. I mean, that is certainly an element of it, but the Havanas Dova Mitoch Dova is through the Dikdukim and the Pratim in the Torah Shebichtav. And it means recognizing where there's an extra word, where there's a miyut, where there's a riboy, where there's a basis for a drasha, and that's the dava mitoch dava, the original dava of in the phrase dava mitoch, well, the second dava, excuse me, the second dava in the phrase lahavin dava mitoch dava, is what's mafurish in the Torah Shebichtav, and what's hinted at through the dikdukim, through the pratim, through the mi'utim, through the ribuyim, through the choice of words, what's hinted at is the dava which the person elicits mitoch dava. Yitachen, and again, so not just dava mitoch dava, that it's a logical deduction. Right? When you make a logical deduction, it's not encoded in the words necessarily. It's not implied in the words, it's implied logically. And here, the dava mitoch dava from Torah Shebichtav means not only what's implied logically, that's also a part of it, but it's what's hinted at, what's compressed in all the it's here it's mole, here it's chasa, here there's a riboy, here there's a miyud, here there's this choice of words, here there's that choice of words. Yitachen that the Gaon, again, maybe this is self-evident, but I don't know whether the Gaon knows it this way, or either way, this is reflected in the phrase, kiyam labina tikra. That generally, we associate kriya with Torah Shebichtav, right? We refer to Torah Shebichtav as mikra. Torah Shebichtav is referred to as mikra. Why? Because Dvarim Shebichtav, iya Torah Shaila Omer Malpeh. Because Torah Shebichtav, a person is supposed to read mitoch haksav. He's not supposed to be saying Torah Shebichtav Malpeh. He's supposed to be reading Torah Shebichtav. Oh, so that's the pshat. Ki im labina tikra. So what do you mean? That seems to be a little bit anomalous, no? If the point is, lahavin dav mitoch davar, so it's not kriya. So it should be ki im labina, I don't know, Tehege, to think, Hege and Libi, right? Kim Labina Tehege, or something like that. And yet the Shlomo HaMelech says, Kim Labina Tikra, so that's how we see reflected this idea that the Dova Mitoch Dovar is, again, not just a logical deduction, a logical corollary, but it's something which is embedded in the Torah Shebichtav, but albeit not mufurish, and that's why it requires bina lahavin dav mitoch dava to be elicited. Okay, so we'll stop here for Mishnah this morning. Klinad Mitzvah Shem Shir will be earlier today than usual. If you're aware of, I don't know, if you sort of look around, I'll say at who's here, who's not here. And I don't know if there's anyone that you're aware of who's not here, and you want to give them the good news, the bad news, whatever it is that share is earlier, whatever that is. So Blina and Mitzvah Shem will be around 11:15, 11:20. What hopefully we'll focus on, Blina and Mitzvah Shem, again, so we're in the midst of the sugya of Shaloka Darachana also, but by Kilei Akarim and Basa B'chalav. And in that context, I think we already saw the Rambam in Parag Yudal Machal Sasuras, Halochas Yud and Yud Aleph. So see that again, please. And then in conjunction with that, you can take a look at the Chavaz Das in Yerideya. The Chavaz Das is 1 minute. Try to give you the Mar Mokum. I think the Franco Rambam actually in the back is Mitzayin in the Chavaz Das, I believe. The Chavaz Das is in Yerideya Simen Kuf Gimel Biurim. Chavaz Das is divided into two parts. It's the Biurim Sifkat and Aleph. And then also take a look in Et Reb Chaim. It's in Parag Tezvav of Hilchos Machalos Asuras Halacha Aleph. We're not going to learn the entire Reb Chaim, but basically if you do, again, in the original Tzuras Hadaf, the way the paragraphs are broken down, the first paragraph and the second paragraph, basically three quarters of it, until v'nira shekein d'chein hu muchrach mitoch ha-sugya. So those two, there's a very Yesodos Ligei Machlokes about how to learn pshat in the Rambam Halacha Yud Aleph, just in what the Halacha Lamaisa is of Basa B'chalav Shaloka Da'achana Asa. And again, Blina Ed Mitzvah Shem around 11:15, 11:20. Okay, everybody, have a good, productive morning. Everyone be well, be safe, and Mitzvah Hashem.